The possibility of a monster storm slamming into the eastern seaboard really just before Election Day was probably not a factor in either candidate's game plan.
Now Sandy becomes a new wild card in this extremely close race, and joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Now, the computer models are still unsure of the storm's track and effect, but campaign events are already being canceled. What are your thoughts about how this storm could affect the campaign?
Well, just imagine what it would be like if this were not happening this Monday and Tuesday, but the following Monday and Tuesday. It would have a tremendous effect. Yeah, I think it'll have an effect on early voting, but even, unless it, you know, turns out to be much bigger than we're talking about, things will be cleaned up and people will be able to vote by Election Day.
Talk about what the candidates are doing now in this final frantic run to try to lock up votes before folks go to the polls.
Well, you know, I don't think they're switching minds so much, because I think, and in fact, some of the polls indicate that while there was a big swing after the first debate, there was very little swing after the second and third, because most people, 90-95% of people, had made up their minds. It's really about enthusiasm and intensity and getting out the vote. This is now so close. And I think people are so locked in that it's a turnout election. It's really going to be a question of not swinging votes at the end, but getting more of your supporters to the polls, whether it's early voting or voting on Election Day, than the other side gets of their voters.
Going back to the hurricane, it's likely the election will stop being the main story for a while. Could that hurt one candidate more than the other?
Listen, I think the not to say that we want a hurricane, but I think if there's a little less campaigning and if a little less coverage of the campaign for a couple of days, it'll probably come as a relief to most people.
Yeah. Well, of course, the president will have to deal with it, you know, having to coordinate any sort of, you know, disaster preparation and acting on any damage that there is, Chris. I mean, that can play into it a little bit in the final hours, right?
Yeah, but I mean, unless it's and, you know, God forbid that it be a Hurricane Katrina situation, you know, if it's just declaring disaster areas and stuff, I doubt you're going to vote for who you want as president for the next 4 years based on, you know, the cleanup of a storm a couple of days afterwards. This is about big issues, this election. It's about our foreign policy. It's about what happened in Libya. It's about growth and the economy and $16 trillion debt. I don't think hurricane cleanup is going to be the deciding issue for many voters.
So who you having on Sunday?
Well, we're going to be focusing on the swing states. That's where it's going to be decided, you know, in just about a half a dozen, maybe nine states. And so we're going to have senators who, you know, really know what's going on in those states to talk about the situation on the ground, early voting, what are the issues that are cutting or not cutting in their various states. We're going to have Mark Warner of Virginia, Rob Portman of Ohio, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, and Mark Udall of Colorado. And probably those four states, they are probably going to decide who wins or who loses.
All right. Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Thanks, Chris. Happy weekend.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Thank you. You can watch Fox News Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.